This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 327 for Tuesday, April 1st. I'm Adam Pellicciotti. The ICE Futures canola market is up on Tuesday morning, the day before U.S. President Donald Trump imposes potential tariffs on Canadian imports. Chicago soy oil is higher, but European rapeseed is mostly lower. Crude oil is seeing slight gains as the oil industry awaits the effects of the tariffs. Malaysian palm oil hasn't traded since Friday due to a holiday. The Canadian dollar is steady compared to Monday's close. The May canola contract is up $9.50 per ton at $622 even. In the U.S., corn, wheat, and soybeans are in positive territory, with the latter having the largest gains. U.S. Department of Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins announced the release of $537 million U.S. in obligated funding for biofuel infrastructure. This would help upgrade infrastructure at gas stations so they can offer ethanol and biodiesel blends. The USDA and the Environmental Protection Agency are also looking to facilitate year-round sales of E15 or 15% ethanol blended gasoline. Up to a quarter of Brazil's Safrinha corn crop is stressed from dryness, with half of the country expected to see very little precipitation over the next 2 weeks. The USDA projected South African corn production to rise 2% in 2025-26 at 16 million tons. The May corn contract is up 5 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.63. The USDA will release its monthly fats and oils report later today, with analysts estimating a February soybean crush of 188.7 million bushels on average. Soy oil stocks are expected to total 2.268 billion pounds. Argentine farmers have only sold up to 18.1% of their 2024-25 soybean crop, the slowest pace in 10 years. Strategy Grains raised its 2025-26 sunflower production estimate by 100,000 tons at 10.6 million. The May soybean contract is up 10 U.S. cents per bushel at $10.25. Illinois made the biggest improvement in wheat conditions, rising 13 points over the past week to 69% good to excellent. Nebraska was up 7 points at 30%, while Indiana and Texas both gained 5 points at 72% and 63% respectively. Kansas was flat at 49%, Oklahoma was down 3 points at 33%, and Colorado was down 8 points at 58%. A poll showed Australia's 2025-26 wheat production may drop 16% to 28.6 million tons. Argus Media cut its Russian wheat production estimate by 1.2 million tons at 80.3 million. Silvicon reported export prices for 12.5% protein-free on-board delivered Russian wheat at between $250 and $254 US per ton. The May Chicago wheat contract is up 6 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.43. The May Kansas City hard red wheat contract is up 6 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.63. The May Minneapolis spring wheat contract is up 6 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.98. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Tuesday, April 1st. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pellicciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.